Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys,
it's Crime Watch, Triple M.
Sergeant Corey Anderson from the Mildura Police. Very good morning to you, Sarge. How are you this morning?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Matt, man.
Great, mate. Thank you for joining us here this morning. So the crime report, we do it each and every Tuesday morning. And what can you tell us about this 25-year-old female in relation to theft of alcohol?
Yeah, Friday the 15th of May, we arrested a 25-year-old female just in relation to some theft of some alcohol from a local business. Obviously, couldn't afford to pay for it at the time, but I thought she'd do the five-finger discount. But retail stores lose millions of dollars in theft, and clearly she's going to have her time in court later on.
And you got a 25-year-old Mildura female arrested in relation to a number of outstanding offences occurring between November 2019 and May 2020.
Yeah, a lot of thefts from local businesses and also theft of motor vehicle. 23 years of age, but she's been remanded in custody and she'll be appearing at court at a later date as well. So Saturday night, same night, approximately 9 p.m, police intercepted a taxi leaving a local residence. Search was conducted on the vehicle and 48-year-old female and a 33-year-old Mildura male arrested in relation to allegedly possessing drugs at a Penance. They've been interviewed, charged at bail, and they'll have a date in court down the track as well.
And a 30-year-old Mildura female arrested on Sunday morning. A lot of females.
Yeah, theft of meat from totaling $25. They sometimes target meat. Obviously, can be quite pricey at times. But this was back in March 2020, just a local supermarket. But she was being interviewed and remanded in custody. But they target meat from the point of view of it's it can be quite expensive to buy, as you know.
That's unbelievable. 18-year-old Mildura female arrested in relation to alleged theft of boots.
Yeah, theft of boots to the value of $60. Obviously, ran out of shoes or something, but occurred in May at a local business, Mildura business. So, again, she's been interviewed and charged by the police, and she'll go in front of the magistrate shortly.
Now, I know that you were seeking some public assistance in relation to the alleged fires committed in the vicinity of San Mateo Avenue and also 15th Street on Thursday the 14th of May. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, just got we had two males arrested in relation to those offences. Both have been released on bail to appear at the Mildura Magistrates Court. But anybody that was in the vicinity at the time or anyone that may have some information in relation to it, if they could call police on 50-185-300.
And you're also urging everyone to make sure that they record serial numbers on all valuable property. I know the property marking days.
Yeah, we do. We just if you're buying new tools or any expensive items that they've got serial numbers on. Just make sure you note the serial numbers down, because we do get quite a lot of property that comes in, and it's always nice to be able to reunite it with its owner. But serial numbers just make it that much easier. We can match it up straight away and get it back to the owners.
Terrific. Sergeant Corey Anderson from the Mildura Police, thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll catch up again next week, yeah?
Yeah, have a great day, mate. Cheers.
Thank you, Corey. Triple M.